Zoe, I think.
Are we ready?
Shall we? 3, 2, 1.
Thing a me jiggy.
Is it a bird? Yo!
Or is it a plane?
Hey, it doesn't really matter, cause it's just a game. Will them boys be kings?
Or will those girls be queens?
Let's find out, because it's 8:14 in it. Is thingy-bajiggy. It's the game we play every morning where we describe a word and you have to figure out what it is. Now, every day the boys go up against the girls to find out who has got what it takes, and after a 9-day winning streak, 9 days for the girls, we managed to claw back a win for the boys yesterday. Yay!
So today we have a new lady representing the girls of Ayrshire. It's Casey McDade from Kilmarnock. Morning, Casey!
Morning!
Morning! How are you feeling about playing thingy-bajiggy this morning?
Nervous.
You were feeling the giggles earlier on when I was on the phone to you. We can do this. Right, here's how you play thingamajiggy. It's pretty straightforward. 30 seconds on the clock. You just have to guess the word I'm describing. If you don't know what word I'm talking about, shout thingamajiggy and I'll move on to another word. But you can only use thingamajiggy once. Okie dokie?
Okie dokie.
Alrighty, your 30 seconds starts now. You'll look at this to tell the time.
Watch.
Nope.
Clock.
Yes, clock. They're on your plate sometimes at Christmas. You don't like them. Brussels something.
Doubt.
Yep. Right, Ayr United and Kilmarnock are teams that play which sport?
Football.
Yep. Somebody who makes cakes is a?
Baker.
Yes. Kids colour in with these?
Crayons.
Yes. Oh, it's got humps on its back.
Camel.
Yes. Goes ring ring.
It's phone.
Yes.
Oh, right, just on the buzzer. We're going to get that one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. What a great score. Okay, then. Well, back for a second day, representing the boys of Ayrshire is Jamie from Drongan. Jamie works as a mechanic and his dad to Reese, Sky and Caleb. Morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Well, we got the first win for the boys after nine in a row. Well, today this is going to be a tricky one because that's 7 to beat. Now, we got 6 yesterday. So it's all down to how well I can describe things to see if we can beat 7 today. If we can at least draw, because let's face it, we can't win. The girls have won 3-1 already this week. Let's at least draw today and then it's not going to be too much of a defeat. Now, I'm confident. Are you?
We'll go for it.
Let's go for it. Same rules apply. I'm going to describe items to you. You have to tell me what it is I'm describing. If you don't know the word I'm talking about, you can just say thingamajiggy and I'll move on to the next one. You can only use thingamajiggy once, though. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go for
it. Here we go. This is something you used to cut paper with.
Scissors.
This is a small pad you would leave wee notes on for people. Yellow, small square pad.
Sticky notes.
No, though. What's the proper name?
Thingamajiggy.
Oh, okay, we'll move on. This is something you'd spray this on in the morning to stop you from sweating.
Deodorant.
Something you get in the garden, you might use it to water the plants or wash the car.
Hose.
This is something you'd screw it into to get light from it. It's a light.
Bulb.
A young cat, a baby cat.
Kitten.
That was just on the buzzer as well for the last one, but what was the total then,
that
Zoe?
Was 5.
5! Oh, Jamie! We got
and what
one.
What was the thingamajiggy word?
Thingamajiggy word. I think you almost said it as well. It was post-it.
Post-it.
Even if that's he did say it, it was still 6, so not
even
quite
if you got
7.
That, yeah, I think you kind of mumbled post-it, but then you said you weren't sure and you moved on and said thingamajiggy. So, Jamie, thanks for coming on. We got one for the week. We clawed one back. We haven't been totally defeated. Thanks for playing, Jamie.
No problem.
Cheers. That means one thing then.
We're back in the game. Well done, Casey. You can giggle your head off now. Laugh away all you want. Quite right. Well done, Casey. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Yep, see you then.
Okay, thanks, enjoy your
Casey.
Weekend.
Well done. Should I be gracious in defeat or just go in a huff?
Be gracious. You know, it's not your fault the girls are better, so.
I'm going in a huff.
Oh, dear. Come on, talk to me.
No, in a huff.
Look at your huff face. Like little boy.